TikTok is an app from a Chinese company, which under a bill passed today in the House of Representatives would have to sell TikTok to an American buyer or have it banned from app stores. The bill passed overwhelmingly. Here's Republican House member Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington State.
Today, we send a clear message that we will not tolerate our adversaries weaponizing our freedoms against us.
That is a reference to national security concerns some have raised about TikTok. With us now is Rebecca Kern, tech policy reporter for Politico, to talk about this. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
So this in Congress happened fast for a Congress known for, let's call it, deliberation. Why this quick push against TikTok now?
Yeah, I mean, it's been something they've been trying to address for years now, and it seems they finally got enough consensus among Republicans and Democrats, and even the Biden administration's intelligence and national security agencies are behind it. So it sounds like that's what did it for them and enabled them to get it across the finish line. Also, we have an election coming up, so they use that as another reason.
Yeah, and of course, passed 50-0, I believe, in committee before this full House vote. Let's talk about the intelligence. Intelligence officials yesterday reportedly went up to Capitol Hill to talk in private about their national security concerns. What evidence is there that TikTok is, say, a vehicle for misinformation or can pilfer Americans' data? What do we know?
Yeah, so one report that was declassified from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, ODNI, said that they found TikTok accounts run by the Chinese government's propaganda arm reportedly targeted candidates from both political parties during the U.S. midterm elections in 2022. And it just is an example, they say, of China's ability to influence activity on the app with their own accounts. Granted, you know, TikTok says they do not share any data with the Chinese Communist Party, but there is a national law in China, a national security law, that does require companies in mainland China to provide data if the government requests it. So that does put them in a difficult spot. This is their owner, ByteDance, that is based there.
Right. The parent company, ByteDance. Now, ByteDance.
The parent company, yeah. ByteDance is the parent company, and TikTok is the subsidiary in the U.S. TikTok is not available in China. There's a different version of the app there.
Mm-hmm. Now, ByteDance says it is already negotiating with U.S. agencies to keep Americans' data safe. But this week brings a surprise defender of TikTok. Donald Trump, who went after the app during his presidency, now says he's against the ban. What's going on here?
Yeah, it's interesting timing. He came out late last week saying that. And he also says it's because he doesn't want to give Facebook too much power. If TikTok were banned, he claims Facebook would benefit, and he has a lot of beef with that company. But it also, the timing aligned with a large conservative donor, Club for Growth, and one of its biggest benefactors, Jeff Yoss, who's a mega donor to conservatives. Trump met with Club for Growth and said they're back in love. They had gone on the outs previously.
Yes.
And so that could be influencing Trump's reversal here. Jeff Yoss has a 15%, his company has a 15% stake in ByteDance.
We also saw a lot of TikTok influencers come out and speak in defense of the app, which is used by 170 million Americans. Let's take a listen to user Owen Squire speaking out in support of TikTok.
Because of this app, there's a powerful collective consciousness that exists amongst the middle and lower class parts of society that's never existed before. And the government s*** its pants.
So that's just one user, of course, but, you know, TikTok users generally trend younger. Some of them vote. Is this an important political constituency here, the TikTok demographic? That's, you know, part of the politics here?
Yeah, I mean, there's 170 million Americans on the app, and yeah, they're very vocal. I was at some of the they've had multiple rallies outside the Capitol this week and met with some of the creators. Even President Joe Biden's reelection campaign joined TikTok in February. So he knows that's where young voters are. And they've all been riled up to call their lawmakers. TikTok sent push alerts to their phones this week. They say only those who are 18 and older that can vote. They alerted them to call their lawmakers and tell them to vote against the bill. Yeah. That didn't work. I mean, clearly it passed. There's a lot of vocal opposition to the bill and a lot of people saying they love TikTok, even lawmakers.
Yeah. Great. Well, we'll see what happens in the Senate. Rebecca Kern is tech policy reporter for Politico. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.